Com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. This show's about you. It's about your health and your life. Are you a cycler? You ride a lot? I am. I'm a huge mountain bike fan. And they say that now most cyclists per capita and even coffee shops that cater to two-wheelers, Portland, Oregon is even named America's best cycling city. According to a new ranking released on Monday, it knocked Minneapolis, which tops in 2010, to second place, followed by Boulder, Colorado, another great place, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. No other city in the United States has more cyclists per capita, according to Bicycling Magazine, which compiled a list of the top 50 best cycling cities. Although cycling culture is thriving in Minneapolis and Boulder, it boasts the second highest percentage of bike commuters in the U.S. Portland scored top points in the ranking that evaluated bike culture in cities with 95,000 or more residents. The magazine, which used data from the Alliance for Biking and Walking and the League of American Bicyclists, also looked at the number and quality of bike lanes, rack routes, and bicycling projects, cyclist-friendly cafes, as well as many residents that commute by bike and cycling clubs and events. So New York City will launch the largest bike share system in the country this summer. And then seventh, San Francisco came in at number eighth. By the way, Memphis was named the most improved city for bicycling. Go Memphis, Tennessee. I'm talking about a little Tennessee town in there. B.G. Robin Gibb dies of cancer. If you're a big music fan, former Bee Gees member Robin Gibb died Sunday following his long battle with cancer and intestinal surgery. His family said in a statement released by Gibb's representative Doug Wright, Gibb was forced to cancel several appearances in 2011. He was hospitalized briefly in 2011 for what doctors said was an inflamed colon, had surgery for intestinal problems in March, and his brothers Robin, Maurice, and Barry Gibb shot to fame in the 1970s when they wrote and performed a number of hit songs for the movie Saturday Night Fever, as many of you remember. Some of you don't remember. That's kind of scary. But Maurice died in 2003. Robin Gibb was the second disco-era star to die this week. On Thursday, Donna Summer died of cancer in Florida. So, it's pretty sad. Cancer is a big one, and it's taken a lot of people's lives. And when I see that, I get so frustrated. It took my dad's life and was one of the toughest times of my own life personally. And I look at our choices that we're making every single day as a country, as a society, and with cancer running rampant and our food choices getting worse because of the stress and because our lifestyles are so fast-paced and, you know, the struggle to earn an income has become a little bit more challenging. We're living in a time where it's tough, but our health has to stay on the forefront. We have to stay in a place where we make good decisions and good choices, understanding that what we do right now is going to determine the kind of health you're going to have 10 years from now. So whatever you're doing, remember, cancer takes about 10 years to form. It doesn't happen overnight. And so if you're in your 40s right now, or if you're in your 50s, the choices you're making right now are going to determine what your health is going to be like 10 years from now. So what's it going to be? Are you going to drink more water? Are you going to start resting more? Understanding that stress management is a big, big deal. Are you going to eat better? We're going to Bob now. Hi, Bob.
Yes, thank you, doctor. I have a problem with my balance.
And I'd like to explain to you real fast. I'm 75, and I had an operation for a thoracic aneurysm that was in 97. And I take blood. I have an abdominal aneurysm, and I take blood pressure to keep my blood pressure low, which it works pretty good for me.
Okay.
And I had a light stroke when I had the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But the only problem that I have with that, I believe that relates to it, is when I pick something up in my hand, like a plate in my left hand, it shakes. And what I did, I bought a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to ride that bicycle. I have a little bit of a problem keeping my balance.
Well, if you're having an issue with balance, Bob, I mean, one of the big things you want to look at is, one is the cerebellum is a big piece, and you're like, what is that? Well, it's part of the brainstem that goes down to the first cervical vertebra, and it's always good to have someone evaluate that. If it's out of position, then it can start causing some balance issues, so that could be one deal to look at. And then, obviously, your inner ear could be an issue to have looked at. Your primary care physician can look at that. And do some evaluation on that. There's some testing that can be done, some vestibular testing, to see if there's anything neurological that could be causing some of the balance-related issues. And vascular components. So you might want to have them run some vascular tests to see exactly what's going on as far as if there's some restrictions, if there's plaquing, and in the carotids, I mean, there's some ultrasound tests that are really simple, non-invasive, and they can do and run and see if that's a major issue. So, again, there's several things that you can do, and I would get that done, especially if you have an aneurysm that they know about. Then there's probably some instabilities within your vascular system. That's what I'll take a peek at, because I mean, really that is a big key, and it's something you don't want to just let go. And from a natural perspective, your fatty acids are important, like your fish oils. That's very, very important. Vitamin E is a big one, too. If you're not taking any medicine right now, then you might want to talk to your doctors about those, because raising up vitamin E levels and also your omega-3 fats are just incredible. Rutin is another really good one for vessels that you might want to take a peek at as well. But again, I would get someone to work on the structural aspect of your health, because the structure, meaning the bones, muscles, nerves, chiropractic physicians are really good. Osteopathic physicians, DOs, are very good at this as well. And that could be a real good component with what you're struggling with and what you're looking at, okay? And that can be very, very helpful, especially in the situation where you're losing that balance and being able to figure out the root and getting it back. 888-283-7272. Remember this, that if you're struggling with your health and you're trying to figure it out and you just can't understand what's going on, there's some keys that we always talk about here on the show. And getting your health in order takes a few steps. When we come out of this break, we're going to talk about those steps. From the foods that you should eat, to the exercise that you should do, to water you should drink, we're going to get into some of the key components. And I really feel like that we make things more complicated than they need to be. Because health is pretty simple. It's pretty much common sense. And we always have the revolutionary things like putting coconut oil in your skin is good sunscreen, or that, things like red yeast rice can help lower cholesterol. We learn all of these components that we're thinking, wow, I didn't know that. But the reality is, if you just get the basics down first, then the other little details can fall into place. You can add those to your life, but the basics are your foundation, and we're going to talk about those when we come back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 7272. Also go online, shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And also hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. Going to the break, I was talking about the keys that we need to really maintain a healthy lifestyle. And there are really some basic ones. And I feel like that we make it so complicated. The more articles I read, and now that there's more of us out there, physicians that are in the media, that are doing this sort of thing from TV and radio and print, I just feel that we've kind of lost the basics. And I want to run through those with you, okay? Number one is you need a good food plan. All right, this is key because what we put in our body becomes our body. All right, we are what we eat, just like grandma taught us. So the number one thing we need to focus on, key number one, is to follow a good eating food plan that reduces inflammation. All right, of course, I'm partial to the anti-inflammatory diet. Why? Because it's in my book, Empowering Your Health, which, by the way, you can get at empoweringyourhealth.com. But it's a key. I think that everyone needs a plan because you can't just go through life just eating whatever, grabbing whatever, and then wake up one day and either be overweight, have some disease process, be diagnosed with diabetes, whatever, and wonder, how did this happen? Which is where most of us are. And you have to come up with a good game plan. So having a plan is crucial. And a food eating plan, you want to call it a diet, that's fine. It's the trendy word. But a food plan is really what it is. So it's basically I like 5 meals a day. 3 main meals, couple of snacks in between. And that gives you equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, staying away from the starchy carbs and the breads and the cereals, and then your healthy fats, the almonds, the walnuts, the cashews, the avocados, those kind of things. That is a key. Okay, how you mix and match it, but that's the key. That's number one. Number two is to make sure you supplement your diet. We do not get enough just from our food supply alone. And already we're struggling just to get enough foods in that are healthy every single day. So it's critical that we make a move and make an important move to supplement our diet. There's 4 supplements that everybody needs for the most part. Okay, that's a good whole food multivitamin to give you a little bit of everything that you need. Now, for your kids, things are a little bit different, but for most people age 18 and older, this is about the same. And then a good digestive enzyme helps you break your food down. We've lost a lot of our enzymes in our foods. I don't care how organic they are, simply because of our soil, and it's so depleted. So making sure that you have plenty of enzymes, critical to breaking the foods down. Fish oil of some kind. I'm a big cod liver oil fan. I'm old school that way. And I know krill oil is out, and a lot of the folks are big fans of that. That's great. Krill oil's cool if you want to do that. I'm still a cod liver oil fan. I love the vitamin A, vitamin D. It's been around for however many years, 50, 60 years. Great-great-grandma used to give it to her kids, and there's a reason for that, all right? So it gives you the omega-3s that your body can use. It's fantastic, great for brain chemistry, brain function, hormone function, immune system, and the list goes on and on. So that's number 4. Plus, it's got your vitamin D in it at a pretty decent level. All right. Then you've got probiotics. That's number 4 out of the foundational 4. Probiotics put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. And if you notice that we take antibiotics when we get sick from age 1 all the way till now, you've been getting antibiotics when you get serious infections, which is fine. Not against antibiotics because there's many times that we need them. But it goes in, the antibiotics do, and they strip away all the bacteria. Well, now doctors are getting smart because of the research, and we're giving probiotics, typically when somebody goes on a round of antibiotics, to keep the good bacteria flowing in. Well, even when you come off of that, typically probiotics are something good just to have on a regular basis. Why? Because of you drink chlorinated water, you eat food that's been cooked in chlorinated water, the chlorine is going to go in and strip out the bacteria. You want to make sure that good, healthy bacteria is going in there for healthy digestion, absorption, assimilation, and for your body to be able to utilize the nutrients that you eat every single day and be able to process and utilize them and make them into good, new, healthy cells. So the foundational 4, that's your key. Number 2, supplement your diet with a good set of supplements that your body can use, not a bunch of junk that you don't know if you need or not because some magazine said that you need it. Okay? It's just important. I'm a big fan of that. Now, key number three is to get blood testing done every 6 months. If you're over age 30, you definitely need to get blood testing done for a nutritional evaluation at least every 6 months. The blood changes every 90 to 120 days. And because we know that, we need some form of evaluation tool to be able to see exactly what's going on in our blood. The power's in the blood. Life is in the blood. Now, pretty soon we're going to be talking about some DNA testing that's come down the pipeline for nutrition. But for a good, moderate standard that you can afford testing, the blood testing is really, really good and something to look into. Your doctor can do it. Sometimes insurance will cover it, sometimes they won't. But you need to get with a company, too, that can do a nutritional evaluation based on those numbers. And that's important because you want to see what's going on in your body. And if you're radically changing your lifestyle, you want to know that the things that you're doing every single day are making a difference in those numbers. If the numbers change, it means your body's changing. It means you're getting healthier every single day. So that is key. Number three, get your blood test done every 6 months, not every year. Even if your doctor says, we'll see you in a year, show up in 6 months and say, I'm sorry, man, I'm a little bit, you know, aggressive on the preventative side. I'd like to have my numbers checked again. They'll be fine with it. They're not going to turn down an office visit. All right, key number four, drink plenty of water. We don't drink enough water every single day, and that does not include sodas. So sugary drinks and all that do not count. Now, teas, I'm okay with teas. Black tea, green tea, chamomile tea. If you want to count that liquid as part of it, that's cool. But your water intake every single day needs to be half your body weight minimum. If you exercise or you're an athlete, probably add about 20% more on top of that. All right. So you want to do, if you're 150 pounds, you do 75 ounces of water every single day. Your body's made of water. And so if we don't hydrate ourselves and get enough, the body can't function at its peak levels. So it's critical to get enough water every day. Make sure you get plenty of that. Number five is exercise. 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy. I don't care if it's riding a bike, running around the block, running on, jumping up and down in your kitchen. Whatever you do, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, it makes a huge difference in your overall health. Those are five keys that will make a difference. We'll be right back. Go back to the phone lines when we come back.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's kick it off and go with Terry. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show.
Can I tell you a little bit about myself, see if you can figure it out?
You can tell me whatever you need to tell me about yourself. Go for it.
Well, I'm a truck driver, but that may throw you off. I'm six feet tall. I got a 33-inch waist, and I weigh 210 pounds.
Okay.
I've been active most of my life. But here lately, I went down to Walmart to get my blood pressure test, and it's like 126 over 89. I mean, 136 over 89. It used to be 126 over 82 or something like that. It's on that little machine, it says hypertension. And here lately, when I get real busy, I have breathing problems. But there's nothing wrong with anything that I know of.
Okay. So your question is, you're worried about the high blood pressure. Is it something that you need to go look at medication? Is that what you're wanting to know?
Well, I just want to watch what could be going on, what could be causing it. I know I don't eat right. I love fried chicken and mashed potatoes.
Well, now, you want to ask me that question again? So you're wondering what's wrong, but you love to eat fried chicken and mashed potatoes all the time. And you don't
eat well. Well, not all the time, but I do enjoy it.
All right, well, why don't you tell me this? What did you have today for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Let me be the judge of where you are with your diet.
Okay, this morning, I don't even think I ate breakfast.
But okay, there you go.
Around 3 o'clock, I ate a hamburger steak and a baked potato and a salad bar.
At 3 o'clock?
At 3 o'clock this evening, yeah.
So you didn't eat all day till 3 o'clock?
No, I take it back. I ate a McDouble and a chocolate chip cookies.
Okay, that's fantastic, especially when you're dealing with high blood pressure. So that's a perfect diet.
That's probably terrible.
You think? Yeah, it's horrible. Let me tell you this. Here's the deal, okay? You can eat that way for a period of time in your life, and you won't see much of an issue with it, all right? You're early 20s and all that. You can eat like that unless you've got some major issues or unless you're already kind of a fat kid. And you probably won't see much recourse from that. You get in your 40s and or late 30s, 40s and 50s and start eating that way on a regular basis, you're going to see things like blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol issues, even cancer. So one of the main things you've got to get focused on is learning and teaching yourself how to eat healthy. What does that even mean? And you being a truck driver, what is that going to look like for you to be able to prepare your food, pack your food, and then also being able to eat well on the road. So that's a very long conversation, all right? Now, there's resources that you can get to help you. There's a whole food list in my book, Empowering Your Health. There's our Get Well University program that has 8 CDs in it, and you do 1 CD per week. And for you driving, that'll be a great tool for you because you can really learn how to get healthy from A to Z. So the book gives you the basics. The CDs give you the details, and that really goes hand in hand. That is a good piece, too. But for the most part, with blood pressure, first thing you want to do is you want to go to a doctor, tell them about your blood pressure, let them know that you're getting on a game plan, meaning that you're getting ready to radically change your life. You're getting ready to look into an exercise program, which I know after this conversation that you will be, and because that's going to be a part of it. You know, and if that means driving a truck, and a lot of the truckers I talk with, they take breaks in the middle of the day. They'll stop 4 or 5 hours in their trip. They'll go to a truck stop. They'll get out and walk all the way around the truck stop at a fast pace for 15, 20 minutes, get the blood flowing, get the metabolism moving, and then they'll do it again at their deal at night. They'll stop at night when they're getting ready to crash out for the night if they're on long trips, and they'll go and they'll walk again in the evening and get another round in for the day. So there's different ways to do it where it doesn't really mess your schedule up too much and you can stay on track with the time frame that you're looking at for your trips. But exercise is the big key. It's huge in this. But the doc, you need to let them know. The reason I'm telling you that is because if you go into your doctor, your blood pressure is starting to elevate. They want to put you on, say, 10 milligrams of lisinopril, whatever they're looking to do or what they decide to do. And they think you need to get started. They might not do that if they can trust that you're really going to get serious about your lifestyle and diet and change some things. And they'd be willing to monitor you probably every 8 to 12 weeks and see where your blood pressure is and tell you things like, well, if your blood pressure slowly begins to go up, within the next 8 to 12 weeks you need to come back and then we're going to have to do something. But if you come up with a game plan of, changing your different lifestyle choices, then that can make a difference. You see what I mean? So it's going to be up to you a little bit. You're at that, when you get to the crossroad of almost in diabetes or almost having cholesterol or almost dealing with, any kind of issue with high blood pressure, the docs will typically give you a window of time. And 5 minutes a day to 20 minutes a day has been proven. They've done studies, multiple studies, that have proven that helps with blood pressure related issues. And so that might be something to look at. And then also, there are supplements out there that can help, too. And your doctor will need to guide you on this, but there are things like citrulline, arginine, green tea extract, and they combine all these together in certain supplements that can help improve nitric oxide within the body, which helps relax the vessels and can help with blood pressure-related issues, too. So there's good research out on that, too. They've done clinical trials, clinical studies on it. and have seen good results. So just some things for you to think about. And I think that getting a game plan together with you is going to be helpful. But again, get with your doc. Let them know. First of all, let them know, hey, doc, my blood pressure has been running up. They're going to check in the office. They're going to see that. Say, hey, look, can I do a game plan by working on my lifestyle for a little bit? And you got to get serious with it. It's not just eat a meal every now and then that's healthy. It's radical. I mean, your whole mindset's going to have to shift. Because if it doesn't, I'm telling you right now, if you stay with the same habits you have, you're going to end up on medication and you're going to end up being in a position where you're not really happy because you could have done something about it. And so I hope that lights a fire on you that it's time. That now it's time. It's time to make that decision that you're going to make some new lifestyle changes and that, you know, there's no more just eating what you want to eat because it tastes good, just doing what you want to do, living how you want to live. Because the body's giving you some signals now that it's time to make a change. And we'll be here to help you any way we can and be a resource for you. But ultimately, you have to make that decision that you want to get well and you want to change. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. We'll be glad to take it as part of the show. Our wellness provider network. These are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, that can guide you and coach you through all this lifestyle-based healthcare. And don't forget, you can call our team members during the day. You can go getwellproviders.com and check out the website as well. Let's go to Dave now. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm living well. What's up?
Very good. Myself as well. I just had a comment to make real quick. I was listening to one of your older broadcasts, I suppose, from the other day, and there was a woman who was suffering from gout in her foot to the point of it almost being amputated, or rather her toe being amputated. And I just had a comment to make real quick. I had gout really bad. It was from overconsumption of red meat. And, you know, I at first I thought it was a broken toe, and then I realized that it had to be gout because of all the symptoms I was looking up on the Internet. I tried everything from, like, cod liver oil to, you know, eating berries and whatnot. I noticed that the apple cider vinegar with mother worked really well, but it didn't necessarily – it didn't really help it as much. And then I had a friend tell me about a treatment that you can use, which you take peppermint oil and cayenne pepper or red pepper, and you basically – rub the peppermint oil over the toe and the affected area, and then you put cayenne pepper on top of it. And the first day I tried that, I went to work. It helped out. It kind of numbed my foot. But within 2 days, my gout was gone.
Yeah. It's an old homeopathic remedy putting those two together topically. Works very well. Now, did you take the apple cider vinegar along with that, or just rub it on the toe and that was it?
Yeah, that's all I had to do, and it burned. I mean, it felt like a hot coal being put on there, but it kind of numbed the pain, and after a while, it was gone. It was just amazing how that helped. So hopefully, if that idea might be able to help that woman out, maybe she can give it a try. You know, I suppose it couldn't hurt.
No, I mean, that's great. It's great information. I'm glad you shared that. That's been around for quite some time. It's funny someone shared that with you. To do that. But naturopathic physicians have been using that for years. Bernard Jensen put that together. He was a naturopathic doctor years ago, wrote a really great textbook. Then a lot of the naturopathic colleges that they use even to this day, and that is in there, and it's just a great, great tool for gout. So I'm glad that worked well for you. I've heard many success stories with that. And the cayenne pepper mixed with the peppermint oil, it does sting a little bit, but it does make a huge, huge difference. A lot of times people combine it internally with apple cider vinegar to break down the uric acid crystals that are actually in the joint, and the two work hand in hand together. But that's great info. I appreciate that, and I'm sure if she's listening right now, that can be a real blessing to her. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. And remember this, you can always get your health back. It's all about changing your lifestyle choices.
Hey,
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally. I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our wellness provider network, our healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Great coaches that can take you from where you are to where you need to be. You can go online, getwellproviders.com. Check it out. Got a great team available, and they're growing all around the country. It's exciting to see all the folks that are jumping on board to be able to help you with whatever your health challenge might be. Quote for the day comes from Anne Frank. It says, how wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. Get started today. Improve. Give what you can. Whatever your talents are, whatever your gifts are, whatever your abilities are to make a difference in someone else's life. You have that. And all it is, all you have to do really, is to give it. Laura, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. I just heard you talking about gout. And I was wondering if you knew of any natural remedies for bunions. Would that work on bunions, do you think? Or do you know, can you recommend any natural remedies for bunions? Because I've got them real bad.
Yeah, bunions are a couple things. One, there's an issue with low levels of vitamin D for a long period of time, so you might want to have your vitamin D levels checked on a blood test with your physician. The only challenge is once the bunions have kind of set in, there's not a lot you can do to get those to go away. It's more about prevention than anything. Are they really bad on both feet?
Especially my right foot. I read online that maybe massaging them with peppermint oil could break up the calcium deposits or whatever that is that causes them.
It's not a waste of time. I mean, the peppermint oil mixed with the cayenne can be helpful, but at the end of the day, it can begin to break them down a little bit. But the biggest issue is there's a buildup of calcium because you haven't had enough vitamin D. So when there's low vitamin D, the calcium really doesn't have any regulator. And the vitamin D is kind of the regulator of it, and it makes a big difference. So if you don't have enough, then that's where you get into trouble. But for the future, keeping your vitamin D levels up is going to be a big key. And you know that now, so that's fine. So it's just about coming up with a new game plan. That's what I would do, is get a blood test done. And then from this point on, do you have a good podiatrist you've been working with?
No, not really. I just like to go to natural remedies. My vitamin D was at 50 last time I had it checked, which they told me wasn't too bad. Kinda.
It's not too bad. 70 to 90 is a better place to keep it.
Yeah.
Just want to get it up on the high end of the range. Yeah, do you eat a lot of calcium-based foods?
No, my diet's very good. My fresh fruits, vegetables, very, very little dairy, goat milk, if anything, some kefir.
A lot of green vegetables?
Yes, lots of green vegetables.
Yeah, so you're getting a ton of calcium. So, vitamin D at 50 is not bad, don't get me wrong. But when you're dealing with some kind of nagging little issue like bunions, you want to bring it up to that next level, and getting those numbers up between about 70 and 90 is really taking it to that next level. So that's what I would look into, just a couple of things. I mean, they're not going to go away overnight, and that's why I would go meet with a podiatrist. Just get their opinion. I know you want to do it naturally, but still, just hear their thoughts. I would at least go have a consult and hear what they have to say, and then go from there. That's what I would do personally. All right. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
My mother has aortic stenosis.
and I'm wondering if there's anything a person can do other than having the valve surgery.
Have the doctors told her that's the only option? I guess they have. Well, here's the thing. The big issue in this with aortic stenosis is many times it's about the only option. And you can support the heart. You can support the heart health. But at the end of the day, you know, you want to make sure that, from what I've seen, let me just say this. From what I've seen, surgery is about the only way in that. Now, you can support the heart with B vitamins, omega-3 fats, and a healthy diet. But with the aortic stenosis, really, and one other thing I have seen, and I've actually read a lot on, and have seen even implemented in some more natural alternative practices, is increasing high amounts of rutin in the body. You can do that from food-based sources or supplemental sources. I would go talk to your health food folks and see what they have in stock and that kind of thing. But that can be helpful, too. B vitamins are very important. When you get deficient in those, you'll see a lot of that with aortic stenosis. But at the end of the day, you want to go talk. I would not discount the potential for surgery on that. I wouldn't. You know, and I'll tell you, I'll shoot you straight and always tell you kind of my thoughts on that. But again, I've seen a lot of great success with the surgery, so I wouldn't be too worried about it. As long as you're in the hands of a good physician, you know, I would, you know, you feel comfortable with him, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Just because there's a lot of people that really get good results, and they get scared when you start talking surgery. They get uncomfortable, and you think, well, I only want to go natural. Well, there's some things, like with the heart, that you don't just want to go all natural. You want to combine good natural habits and good lifestyle-based habits, but you also want to make sure you're using good common sense with what we have medically that's available to remedy a lot of these situations. And with something like aortic stenosis, you don't want to just leave it be and hope for the best and do some natural remedy and let's see what happens. That's not what you want to be doing with this. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding...
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.